Let's bring in a Wildcat junior wide receiver, Bennett Skoranek, who had four catches today, 73 yards, including an acrobatic catch that had to be reviewed. Did you think, Bennett, first of all, congrats on the win. Thanks for joining us. And did you think that the review play on your leaping grab down the sideline was going to go your way?
Well, first off, thanks. And thanks for having me, but you know, I thought I caught the ball. When I looked up and I saw the ref, give the incomplete signal, I was like, oh, we gotta review this one. So when it went to review, I was pretty confident. They switched the call, but then you never know what a catch is anymore. I mean, you guys watch football, you watch the NFL, you watch all that stuff. Sometimes you think something's a catch and it's not. Sometimes you think something's not a catch and it is. So, I thought I caught it, but honestly, I had no idea when I went to replay because of the rules and all that stuff.
Hey, Ben, Harry, I thought you were going to get flagged because you did a great job of maintaining your composure. I felt as if you heard the coaches in the back of your head going, don't argue with the official, don't argue with the ref. You definitely caught that ball, and I know you wanted to argue more. How hard was it to hold back when you knew what a big play that was?
I knew that the replay officials would do their job. So, it's really not in my hands at all. I don't think me, complaining to the ref would have changed anything. I knew it would probably go to replay. I signaled, like, you guys need to take a look at that. I'm sure Coach Fitz would have challenged it if the booth didn't take it to replay. But, yeah, it's definitely tough to keep composure when a call doesn't go your way. But I was pretty confident that they're going to take that one to review.
Hey, Ben, we're going to do a little Wildcat trivia here. In your last 13 games, how many 13 Big Ten games, how many of the Wildcats won?
I think 12. Yeah. And we should have won the one against Michigan earlier this year. We were up on them, so should be 13, and we're still disappointed about that one. We wish we could have it back, but we can't. But I think it's 12.
Yeah, it's 12 out of 13. I mean, you're in the middle of the season. You're not going to celebrate that right now. You got Notre Dame coming in, and you're going to have a huge game at Iowa coming up on November the 10th. But that's not a bad run there, Bennett Skoranek.
No, it's not. And this is credit to our program and how hard we work every single day in practice. We take pride in being the hardest working team in the country and the Big Ten. You know, you guys come out to a practice. We're going hard on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and that shows on Saturdays.
You know, I thought Justin Jackson retired. I mean, I thought he graduated. I thought Larkin retired, but who was that dancing through defenders today for a 5-yard touchdown? Clayton Thorson looked like a running back.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's great to see. Clayton's been through a lot these past 9 months. Everyone obviously knows about his major knee surgery he had after the Music City Bowl. So to see him moving like that, I think it surprised everybody. It definitely surprised me. But hey, I haven't seen that since the injury. But we saw it today during the game. So it was awesome to see him out there moving around, jumping over people, diving into the end zone. Kind of looked like his old self again.
Yeah, I tweeted out, I'm like, I don't remember that mobility. I guess that knee is 100%, so it's just kind of fun to hear somebody who's in there like you are, Bennett, to just sort of talk about, like, this is about his health, too. You're not moving like that if you don't feel 100%. I do a pregame piece for our pregame show every week, and I've sat down with you. This week, I got to sit with Chad Hanaoka, who came to Northwestern. He was waitlisted. When you get waitlisted at Northwestern, you generally do not get in. But he did get in. He's from Hawaii. But then they didn't have a roster spot for him because he had been waitlisted. So he was a video intern. That's before you got there, 1 year before you got there. But then he, from video intern, he became a practice player and a key guy on the scout team. And then this year, he was given the number one jersey for the Northwestern Wildcat that most embodies, you know, what a Wildcat is about. Just the fact that here he's putting the team first. And now you've had so many guys get dinged up at the running back spot that he's actually getting to play. That's such a cool story. I mean, what's your relationship with him and seeing he's 5'6", 180 pounds. I mean, it's not the guy that you would expect to be getting the football, but I just think it's a part of the great story of your season right now.
Yeah, Chad's a great kid. He was like an older brother to me when I first got here. I actually remember my first recruiting visit here. He was actually played receiver, so he was in the receiver room, and I remember talking to him a little bit after a meeting, and then today, he's one of my roommates. Seeing Chad grow like that, seeing all the work that he's put in, he's battled through a bunch of injuries, and just to have this season that he's having right now, I remember sitting down with him earlier this year, and he just was like, I just want a chance. I just want an opportunity to go out there. And for him, being a fifth-year senior, walk-on guy, starting from the video staff to be doing what he's doing out there, it's truly awesome to see. It inspires all of us in the locker room. He's a great teammate, team-first type guy. He'll do anything for the team. So to see him just succeeding like this is really awesome to see. And, he's had a huge role. He's made some big plays. He made some big plays this week. He made some big plays last week. And even against Nebraska, he made a couple big catches, big blocks. He's great in pass protection. So to see the way he's succeeding, it's just awesome. And I think it's inspiring to our team as well.
We're visiting with Ben Skowronek, who was just fantastic today, had a big gainer in the first half to put the Wildcats in position for a major win. You think Wisconsin football, you think Jonathan Taylor. Carm and I were saying he's probably the best running back in the country. He's had no games this year, under 100 yards, 2 for 200 yards, and your defense held him to 50 yards. It's one thing to game plan it, but how did your defense hold this guy to 46 yards today?
Just coaching, I think. I think the coaches put our players in great positions, but really just finishing tackles, doing all that stuff. Our D-line played great, as well as our linebackers and safeties coming downhill, making plays. So it's really just our coaches putting them in the right spot to make plays, and then the guys on our team just making those plays, making those tackles, and not letting him bounce off tackles. So, I honestly don't know anything about the defensive game plan because, all my focus is on offense, but I know that was a priority this week, was stopping the run, because Wisconsin's been known to run all over people.
Bennett, how was the post-game dance-off? Who was perhaps the most engaged Wildcat?
I have no idea, to be honest. I got in the locker room pretty late. There's already a huge circle, and there's some offensive linemen that are huge, defensive linemen that are huge. So even me being 6'3", I couldn't really see over into the middle, but there's a couple of people that come to mind that were probably dancing, and one of them's James Prather, super back for us. He has great dance moves, so I'm sure he was one of those guys in that.
Last week against Rutgers, you got cracked pretty hard, and there was some doubt whether you'd be able to play this week, play at all. Did you think that you'd be on the field this week after getting hit last week the way you did?
That was the goal. I remember after being told I couldn't play, actually being in the hospital last week, I told the doctors, I'm playing next week. I'm going to do everything I can to play. So this week I didn't practice at all. I just had to do a lot of stuff to get back and play on Saturday. I felt like I owed that to my brothers. So credit to the Northwestern medical staff for helping me out there. But that was my goal. One of our doctors said it was pretty unlikely you'll be able to play on Saturday, but I kind of bagged them. I bagged them, and I was like, look, I need to play. Like, these are my brothers. So, it was pretty, I don't know, I felt blessed to be out there and playing today.
So Ben, I know you get 24 hours to enjoy the win before you start thinking about your next game, and the Irish haven't been to Evanston for over 40 years, but, I mean, how do you not think about Iowa? I mean, you guys are in position now. You control your own destiny. There's a great chance you guys are playing for the Big Ten championship. How do you not look past, and I know that the Irish are, this big team everybody's been waiting for, but how do you not think about the Hawkeye game?
Just one week at a time. you know, just look at every week like a new season almost. Throw the previous week away. So we're going to celebrate this win tonight. But tomorrow we're flipping a new page, and that's going to be Notre Dame. You saw it last week. It was hard to go to Rutgers when we had Wisconsin at home the next week. But it's just tough. You know, there's every single team has talent. Every single team can win games. You know, you're talking about Notre Dame, a potential college football playoff team right now. So we definitely have had that game circled on our schedule for a while, and I think the guys in the locker room are going to be pumped up for this week. But, you know, it's hard not to look ahead. But, you know, I think our coaches do a great job with that.
It'll be a 6:15 or 6:30 kick at Ryan Field Saturday night, and you're playing the Fighting Irish, number 3 in the country. It's going to be awesome. Best of luck, Bennett. Congrats on being the Wildcats' leading receiver today and getting a huge win over Wisconsin. And, hey, keep it rolling, man. You guys have been a phenomenal story this year, and we're not anywhere near done. So congrats on the win, and keep it rolling.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Bennett Skowronek, junior wide receiver for the Northwestern Wildcats, 31-17 over Wisconsin, Harry.
Yeah, and a big game for him. The play that, you know, changed the way everything was going in the first half. Northwestern did such a great job today, Carm, of taking advantage of opportunities. You know, a quarterback making his first start, they took advantage of that. They were pouncing on fumbles left and right. They took advantage of a roughing the kicker penalty on a punt, and they took advantage of the, you know, play that we're talking about with Ben, where he caught the ball and he seemed the tip of the ball touched the turf. You didn't know if they were going to say, oh, he trapped it, or if it was an actual catch. But from that, they went ahead and, you know, drove downfield, kept the drive going, and, you know, hit pay dirt. This is how you win big games. This is how you get to the Big Ten championship game, Carm.
That's the goal. 27-17 now, Penn State on top of Iowa as they go to the fourth quarter. So that is good news for Northwestern.